Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Talk of the Town podcast. Yes, it is Monday, which means we are back with another episode. I'm your host, Andy Burrows, and as you can see or hear, depending where you are getting your content these days, I'm joined by Dunstable Town Vice Chairman, Mr. Matty Carrington. Matty, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm not so bad. Still missing football. 84 days, I think it is now, until the season starts. So
84 soon days, come around. Mate. Not that we are counting down, but there are 84 days till we get to come and just hurl abuse at referee and linesman again. Yeah. But yeah, I'm missing it. But Matty, you told me to be on my best behaviour today. We have a very special guest. We have the Mayor of Dunstable joining us, Liz Jones. Liz, welcome to the podcast. How are you, my friend?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. It's our absolute honour to be mayor. Liz, one question. I'm guessing you probably get asked a lot. How does one become mayor?
You have to become a town councillor to become mayor. So you have to get elected every 4 years by the residents of Dunstable for the ward that you represent. And then your 17 other councillors select one councillor each year. On the third Monday of May every year, we hand over the robes and the chain of office to one of the other councillors to become mayor for their 12-month period.
Wow. Liz, not to put too fine a point in it, but there's a lot of pressure being involved in your family. I think if you're born into your family, at some stage in your life, you have to become mayor, because you're not the first person to do it, right?
No, I'm not. I'm the fourth person in my family. So my grandfather, my dad and my mum have all been mayor of Dunstable. My dad was mayor of Dunstable twice before he passed away. And obviously, being brought up in it from the very young age, you live and breathe it. You know, the Monday night meetings have been constant throughout my life. And I've always been involved and engaged in the community because of my parents, and I just wanted to be part of it. So since 2009, I've been a councillor and been mayor of Dunstable on three occasions.
Wow. What's some of the most challenging things about being mayor? Obviously, you know, we only see what we see in the newspaper. Oh, there's the mayor opening a supermarket, or the mayor's, you know, in the town centre. But it's way more to it than that. I know that for a fact. I know how hard you work. What are some of the main challenges of being Dunstable's mayor?
You have to be apolitical. You have to absolutely show no political bias whilst you're mayor of Dunstable. You're in a position of extreme privilege and honour. And your residents look up to you. Your residents seek your help and their support and your support in so many different situations. You also are expected to be the first citizen of the town. So, you know, I've chaired public meetings with a room full of pure anger. I've had to be that face of the town council and be there to support both the town council and the officers, but also the residents. And it's, you know, sometimes it's quite difficult to do that when you have your own political beliefs and opinions, but you can't show them, you can't demonstrate them in any other way. You've just got to be absolutely squeaky clean.
You think that's bad? Try hosting a podcast with Matt. Matty, any questions, my friend?
Yeah, I have to admit, it must take a special person to become a mayor, because as Andy says, I do like to share my views quite openly and quite vocally, if I'm being honest. Yeah. But yeah, so I know we've discussed it in the past, you and I, that your dad had some involvement with Dunstable Town Football Club as well. Can you talk us through what involvement he had, please?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think when he was mayor back in probably 85, he used to come to Dunstable Town Football Club on a Saturday afternoon. We used to come and watch. I used to come with him as well. That was when we weren't going to Luton Town. But he'd come down and he'd be there as he'd be part of the director board, I believe he was at that time. And as mayor, he opened up the director's box, what I call the champagne bar at that point. It was quite luxurious, really. But that's now actually at the same place where you've got your new hub, at the back of the goal net. So he was involved quite heavily until he died at Dunstable Town Football Club.
That must have felt quite nice to be able to essentially open a location in pretty much the same spot as where your dad was.
Yeah, it wasn't until I was actually doing it on the night that I suddenly thought, hang on a minute, this is just a little bit bizarre, really, that there's me opening your nice, shiny new community hub facility And then thinking back, you know, 37 years ago, Dad would have been doing exactly the same. So, yeah.
So, as you say, you have come to a few Dunstable Town games over the years and very recently as well. Tell me, and you can tell me the honest truth or not.
He's going to ask.
When you brought the Leighton mare along when we beat them 2-1, how hard was it to not take the situation to new levels as bragging?
There was a little bit of bragging, I have to say. There was. I mean, I'm not sure she was a really big football fan. Her son that came with her certainly was. He went away with a little bit of a sorry head, but you couldn't help but brag that, you know, Dunstable beat Leighton that day.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it did end up above us to all those Leighton fans that will comment us. So congratulations again that they went up and we didn't. But yeah, you obviously mentioned about being apolitical as mayor. How hard is it to be apolitical? That small fry, how hard is it to be apolitical to not have a favourite club within Dunstable?
And I get told not to ask these kind of questions, and the vice chairman just boom, it's straight in.
Fine. So over the last 2 years, I've made sure that whenever I've sponsored Dunstable Town Football Club for a match, I've sponsored AFC. This year, since the changes at AFC, I haven't been involved. I've not been engaged. They've not approached me. But you guys have always welcomed me. I've always been in touch. We've always been part of that. And I'll continue to do that. But you do have to share. You know, I do have to be really careful whilst mayor. But there's always one favourite. There'll always be a favourite team.
Good to know. And obviously, as you're just about to step down as mayor, we'll see you down Creasy Park every Saturday, yeah?
Not guaranteeing every Saturday, Matt. I'm not guaranteeing every Saturday because I have got family life and friends that haven't seen me for some time.
I get that. Yeah, no problem at all. The only other question I've got from myself is, obviously, as you know, and you have supported us with our community events as well, which I really appreciate, and obviously brought other councillors and MPs to show off what it is we're doing. Is there anything else that you think you'd like to see Dunstable do as part of our community-based benefit society element of the club?
I think you're doing a fantastic job in bringing those people together with all the other organisation and working in collaboration with different organisations. You're doing a fantastic job already. And I just think there's always more, isn't there? There's always something more and something new. And I think to keep it fresh and to keep it vibrant, maybe get involved in some of the town council events through the summer. Yes. Yeah, the party in the parks, maybe the Dunstable Live. There's always sideshows. Maybe, I don't know, is there an opportunity to have like a market stall to share your community program and agenda with the 4,000 or 5,000 people that go to those events? Yeah. I just think about the reach that you'll have at those events is huge. And it's a real opportunity maybe to have that pop-up gazebo and to sell your wares as a club.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert, I've already got in contact with Gina and Annette, so you'll definitely be seeing us very soon.
Matt, I reckon you'd make a great mayor one day. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm literally just throwing it out there. Liz, what when you think of Dunstable Town, and throughout the years, like you say, your father was involved with the club. When I say the words Dunstable Town to you, Dunstable Town Football Club, what's the first thing that springs to mind?
Pride. Proud. I'm proud that we've still got a club that still is passionate about the residents of Dunstable and the people of Dunstable, and it's kept its history. I'm really proud of that fact that you guys have just continued it, and it's a community club as well. You've not gone away down. Yes, it's a business. Yes, it's you are a club that wants to succeed, but actually you're still that community club at heart.
How do you think Dunstable Town Football Club is looked at in the community? Obviously, me and Matt only see the people that come through the gate on a Saturday, and we're so busy doing what we do, and you'd love to get around and chat to everyone. But when you're out and about doing the work for Dunstable Town as mayor, how is the football club viewed within the local community? Because like you rightly say, and I know the hard work that Andrew does and Matt and everyone does behind the scenes, and I know there's so much that goes on during the week. While we're all at work, Dunstable Town as a football club are still working. You've got all the community groups we do. You've got the walking football. We're supporting people with mental health. You know, me and Matt always say to people, this is more than a football club. We love our Saturdays and we love doing what we do on a Saturday, but I feel it's so important that the work that we do in the community, it doesn't go unnoticed. So when you're out and about in Dunstable doing what you do, what is the feedback you get about the football club?
People know about the extra stuff that you're doing, but maybe not enough. Maybe we need to get it out there a bit more. There's a core people that if you've got kids that come down to Creasy Park, then they know about Dunstable Town. you know, and there's hundreds of thousands of children that come, and, you know, young people come and play at Creasy. So obviously the parents know about it. But if you're not involved in football, do people actually understand it? Is it an opportunity to get that message out there a little bit more in a, you know, in different ways to really, really, really shout about the work that you're doing with as a community? You know, there's a group of councillors going to the Walking Football on Thursday, the 9th of May, I think it is. I've got a few of us going down there to support them. So I think, but not many of them knew. When I said to them about it, they didn't know it was happening. They didn't know it was being done every week. So I think it's important to get the messages out there, and maybe, you know, the marketing of those messages and those opportunities needs to be maybe be looked at to see what else could be improved. But you've got a good reputation out there. You've got a good reputation.
You say you're going to Walking Football League. You can't play up front, can you? We were missing a few goals this season.
Walking's about my pace.
You didn't see some of our games this season, Matt. What do you think the future of Dunstable Town Football Club looks like, Liz? Obviously, we speak all the time on this show and we talk about so many various different things. Obviously, now with the Beds FA taking over at Creasy, the council, it's not a council-run pitch anymore. You know, obviously, like you say, you, when your mayorship comes to an end, how do you see the future now of Dunstable Town Football Club as we move forward?
I would hope that you'll continue to succeed and you'll move up the leagues. And, you know, you've got the positivity to do that as a group of people, and, you know, your board of directors and everybody else and the committee around you. You've got that passion. And, you know, for me, nothing's really changed with Beds FA coming in. It's just Beds FA managing it now, not the town council. You know, yes, it was, you know, we're upset that we're not managing it anymore because we've put our heart and souls into it as a town council for so many years. But it is what it is. It is what it is. And I just hope that they give you the service and the quality of pitch that you've been used to having.
One of the questions, and this is me and Matt and many people down at Dunstable have got into this over the seasons, and you can answer as much of it as you want. There always was that issue with Dunstable being self-funded. You know, in Matt, the work that Matt does and Andrew and everyone, our money predominantly was through gate money. We said this on last week's show, Matt, right, when we spoke about it. We predominantly make a lot of our money through the people coming through the turnstiles. I'd like to see in the future us get a little bit, and I could be speaking for AFC here because they need it as well, but just maybe Dunstable to get a little bit of bigger piece of the pie, because he, like Matt says, he's very proud of the people that he, when he announces his crowd attendance on a Saturday, he's over 300 people. That's still 300 people potentially putting money behind a bar and doing buying food. That at the end of the day, when the cusp of it, as a football club, we don't see much or any of that. And we are so self-funded. Is that something, if we want to keep sustainable and we want to go on in the years to come, we kind of need to get to that point where Dunstable Town Football Club are getting something back from what we give on a Saturday?
So, I mean, I don't know what was in the tender documents, but all I know is that when we were running it as a town council, whatever profit we made had to go back into the redevelopment and the refurbishment and made sure that the facilities were kept up to date. We weren't able to, you know, if whatever money we had to put back into that. We weren't able to distribute it elsewhere. It was part of the agreement. So I'm probably guessing that that's what Beds FA have got, the same agreement. But never say never. Never say never.
I just, you know, I mean, we mentioned all the time, don't we, Matt? It's such a hard thing for us because, like you say, you drive all the stuff that we do throughout the community. But match days is where football clubs make their money, right, Matt?
Yeah, I do agree with that. But at the same time, you know, unfortunately, we don't get the money of the bar. We just need to find a way of sustaining ourselves beyond that. And I think we do a great job in doing that. But we are hopeful that one day there'll be a situation where we can work in partnership with whoever runs Creasy Park, because obviously Beds FA got it for now. Not saying that's going to happen, be the case long term. So if anybody else was to come in, we want to work in partnership. And if that involves us increasing attendances, increasing their bar spend, and hopefully get some of that out of it ourselves, I'd be well open to any sort of suggestions.
Yeah, no, definitely. Liz, obviously, when does your mayorship's coming to an end soon?
May 20th. May the 20th.
Any plans to get involved with a football club that you might not? I'm just asking. You mentioned it to us off air. I'm just going to throw it out there.
You never know. Matt may have come up with a little conversation with me a few weeks ago. So When I come back from a holiday, when I come back from a holiday, I will get in touch with Matt again and see what he wants me to be doing. But yeah, you may be seeing me at Creasy Park a little bit. Yeah,
fantastic.
Left mid, right mid. Liz, it's been great to have you on the show. I mean, the youth setup down at Dunstable as well is really predominant in the community. I mean, what do you see like the future being and how we are run now from a youth setup? I mean, it's so important. You probably see this a lot of things as being mayor. I think football can offer something to kids that gets them away from leading them down a path where they shouldn't go. You probably see this all the time as mayor, and you're sitting in meetings where you've got to deal with that darker side of politics and the political. I think it's so. What role do you think we can play as a football club and as a youth setup? But we've got a great, great youth setup down at Dunstable Town. Is that something that you want to see being pushed more out into the community? It sounds cliche, but to get the kids off the street and get them on a football pitch.
Yeah, no, I think it's really important, isn't it, that we try and all of us try to reduce the antisocial behaviour that's happening across our town in whichever way we can do that. And football is just one huge element and one. It's a massive sport, isn't it? And it's probably the most, I don't know, most wanted sport in Dunstable still, even though there's other sports coming through. I mean, just the pay and play that Creasy Park offer in the school holidays alone, that just gives a safe zone for children to come to and kids to come and play for the whole day, you know, for a relatively small amount of outlay. So for me, you guys are doing a great job. You know, it's great to see that the ladies football's taken off as well. Let's not forget the ladies and the ladies teams. And it's really important to nurture, you know, the youngsters from a very young age as well to build them, because it is building about team skills as well, isn't it? And it's a lot of life skills get brought out at a very young age, and you know, just really, you know, they just nurture themselves and look after themselves and become great friends, and the camaraderie between all your teams as they go up the ranks, up the ages, you know, hopefully you've got masses of talent within your teams that will be on the main pitch in years to come.
Yeah, do you think that might be you see this across the country, Liz? I'm not just talking about Dunstable now. I mean, when I was growing up, all we did was school holidays, half terms, we got a ball and we went and played football. That's pretty much what I did as a young boy growing up. Matty, I'm sure you did exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's more a society kind of problem now, Liz? Obviously, you can speak from what you see in Dunstable. Gone are the days of 6 weeks holiday and all we do is get a football or ride our bikes or do, you know, I don't think you're ever going to get back to them days all the time. But I think the role that a football club like us can play in that, and we can push that kind of thing, I think that could play such a good role in the local community of Dunstable.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, you're never going to get back to riding your bike 6 weeks through the school holidays, are you? There's so much change. You know, so many kids like to just sit in front of a computer screen these days if they're not that sporty. And it's just trying to find something, isn't it, for everyone, and trying to, you know, give them something to hook the duck on and bring it out and actually, you know, love doing it and being part of that group community.
Yeah, no, definitely. Matt, sorry, mate, you're saying something?
No.
Oh, sorry, that's what we're going to say. Liz, a few questions have come in via the WhatsApp group. Nicholas has, one of the questions he's asked is, what powers do you have as mayor?
Zero. Oh. Don't have any powers whatsoever. I am one of 18 councillors, and there's 18 councillors. We make the decisions of the council in our council meetings. As mayor, I don't have any additional power.
One other question. What does she think can bring economical growth back to Dunstable Town Centre?
I think Central Bedfordshire Council need to have a look at their buildings and their premises that they own, because they are predominantly the ones that are now empty and are reducing our footfall into our town, as is the change to the car parking pricing structures.
Oh, yeah, I never park my car in Dunstable. It's an absolute joke. Not gonna lie. But Liz, it's been great having you on the show. We really do appreciate your time. I hope to see you down Creasy.
I'll be there.
Creasy Park. Matt's working his magic, so we can love to have you on board. And you know, obviously, you're doing a great job in what you do. And like we said at the start of this show, it's run through your family. You should be very proud of the work that you've done in Dunstable. I know every time you've come down to Creasy, you're welcomed with open arms. I think it's always nice to see someone from like a political standpoint. People in politics are very stereotyped. And I think when we see someone like yourself come down to Creasy Park and just watch a game of football and just be like, oh, you know, Liz, she's a normal human being. She likes football. I think that's good though, Liz. It must be part of your job that you really enjoy.
I do. I mean, I like football anyway. My husband likes football. But I think every time I've come down to Creasy Park, Councillor Peter Hollick's come with me as well. And he's been a great advocate. He actually turned up a week earlier than planned a couple of weeks ago and had to land up watching the other side for a little while, and then realised he was at the wrong match and went home. I just love it. I like football anyway. So, yeah, you'll never get me taken away from the real Luton Town fan that I am. Though, sorry.
Oh, there's many.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
Do you think Luton will stay survive in the Premier League?
I hope so. I think it's a win this weekend or they're out.
I think I speak for Mr. Steve Lewin, and he's probably praying that the Luton stay up. But Liz, thanks so much for taking the time to jump on the show. I look forward to seeing you down Creasy Park come August when we are back. Not that we are counting down the days, me and Matt, but not long till we are back playing football, hopefully. But Matty, pleasure as always, my friend. Anything else you need to report at the club? Obviously, we sit here on a Monday. The manager search is still going on. Can we expect any news anytime soon, Matt? You don't have to tell me.
So as this is pre-recorded, I'd like to think by the time this podcast goes out, we should be in a position to be saying who our manager is. So as you can tell, we are starting to ramp up the speed with that. So fingers crossed, we will have a decision soon. And then we can start on the other important stuff and start refreshing some areas of the club ready for next season. So I can't wait. Going to be an interesting Saturday, put it that way.
Okay. I like the way he told everyone this was pre-recorded. Cheers, Matt. Thanks, mate. I've been saying Monday all episode. Thanks, mate. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to check us out on Twitter at DTFCpod, you can find us. Go and search Dunstable Town Football Club on Twitter as well. Matty does a great job over there. Go make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube. Honestly, I can't stress how well that is doing. Brad is doing an absolutely tremendous job over on the YouTube. So go and check that out. A lot of our podcasts are going to be YouTube exclusives only. This is going to be available via audio and YouTube, though, just because we can't not put Liz on the old audio side of it. But Liz, thanks very much. Matty, thanks very much. I will catch you next Monday, Matt. But till then, everybody, this has been the Talk of the Town podcast. I've been your host, Andy Burrows, and up them mighty Blues.